and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 12th of July. No, it's not. It's Sunday the 19th of July. And it's also the 7th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Sarah. I'm the Vicar of St John's. It's great to have you here. This Sunday, we bring you Nigel Farage and Count Binface, wokeness and anti-wokeness. And we ask you to consider whether you are in or out. We'll think of simplicity and complexity and a little bit of farming. How's that for a streamed service? St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but many members of our community are spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community today, having time with one another and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, for whatever reason you're here, you are welcome. It's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first names and locations into the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. You don't have to, but if you do, we'll try to say hello. And it also acts as a sign of who we're gathering here with today. If you can, please do stay with us until the end of the service. Service today is going to last about 25 minutes. It's a good thing to do. And because Heather's around, we have some photos from today, plus one or two of my favourites from the weeks previous. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up during the intro was Tracy Ann Zhu, as she is on YouTube. Hiya, Tracy. She says, hiya, everybody. So hi to you, Tracy, and hi to your mother as well. Aidan, just up the road between here and Monmouth, says, hello, everyone. It's slightly cooler today, but sunny Sunday here. Yep, it is slightly cooler and it's still sunny, which is really, really nice. Good to see you, Addy. Ruth joins us. Hello, everyone, on a lovely Sunday afternoon. And it was great to see you this morning, Ruth. It really is. And well done for all that brilliant work you do overnight with street pastors from time to time. Skipping over to Northern Germany now. So we have Bjorn in Lübeck, and he says, hi, Cardiff and world. I hope you had a good week. I think a lot of us did. I did. That's nice. It's a bracing 18 degrees centigrade over here. I like it, he says. Yeah, quite so, because it has been extremely hot. When we were hot, 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 I think Bjorn in Lübeck was hot, 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 hotter. And in winter, he's slightly colder than us. So a bracing 18 degrees. I like it. And he says, schöne Gruß von Bjorn. I think that probably means lovely to see you or good wishes. I must look it up. I'm sorry I didn't. I pressed the wrong button and lost my opportunity just to check exactly. And he puts in for a good measure. Thank you. Nice photo of me last week. Thank you very much indeed, Bjorn. Always, always great to see you. And Bjorn's been a long time flyer with us, in a sense, pretty much from the beginning of the live streams. Laura joins us, Shemai from Riverside. She managed to log in this time. Oh, well done, well done. We are still without our Facebook page. It's such a thing, you know. It was all taken down in a big accident from Facebook, literally for no reason whatsoever. And we are struggling to get it back. We'll do what we can. It'd be nice to do it on Facebook as well as YouTube. Lovely to see you. Ruth in York. Hi, it's so good to see you. Hello, everyone, from a sunny North Yorkshire. So good to have someone from Yorkshire join in. Even better when it's you, Ruth. Lovely to have you with us. Now, big welcome to you if you listen on the phone, and a special welcome so to Iris and Jane, and to Jane's friends, to Marilyn and Helen. You are all very welcome. And anyone listening on Catch Up, it's good to have you with us. So, friends, in this midst of the world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of one another. We are a community. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for today. It was recorded this morning, just ahead of the 10 o'clock service, and it's read for us by Philip, our organist.
The Collect for the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Philip. Today's reading comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13. It's read for us today by Janet, and we recorded it again just ahead of the service this morning.
The reading is taken from Matthew 13. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in the gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burnt up with fire, so it will be the end of an age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteousness will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen.
And now here's Stephen with his address.
Are you one of us? Are you inside or outside, for or against, right or left? Are you woke or anti-woke? Would you vote Farage or Count Binface? The current highly polarised political climate is but the most recent manifestation of a tendency that runs through human history to deny the rich and complex realities of human life and society in favour of simplistic either-or divisions, the good of my side versus the evil of yours. Don't get me wrong, there are certainly moments when we need to stand with others against particular evils that face the human community, from slavery and racism to the persecution of minorities. And in such situations, the recognition of complexity can be an excuse for inaction. But the so-called culture wars of our contemporary reality describe a situation in which people are placed on either side of a great divide in which it becomes impossible to have proper conversations about difficult questions. And the church, because it lives in this world, can very easily end up mirroring the divisions in wider society rather than contributing to better conversations beyond the polarisation. The reason I'm talking about this problematic feature of contemporary life and its impact on the church is that I think it's a danger that Jesus is alert to in telling the parable of the wheat and the weeds. It's the danger of making hasty judgments about who's in and who's out, who belongs and who doesn't, and associated judgments about who is good and who is evil. In Jesus' parable, a pure field of wheat has been compromised by weeds, and the owner of the field rejects the suggestion that the crop can be purified before the harvest. They must live with the weeds because they can't be separated out from the wheat. The parable reflects an experience of church that is a bit messy. Far from being a beautiful golden sea of waving sheaves of wheat, it's a tangled mess of weeds, which has lost any purity it might once have had. That's actually important, because visions of purity can be dangerous, as whatever threatens it gets uprooted. Jesus is warning against precisely that judgmental vision that has so often characterized the life of the church, as it has sought to preserve the purity of faith by purging whatever doesn't fit that pure vision. The implication of Jesus' parable is that the church should be a place where we learn to live with the messy, untidy entanglements between different ways of seeing the world and living in it. I've said something like this often, which I guess is because I find it often in the scriptures, but one of the things I appreciate about St. John's is our situation at the heart of the city, and our mission of seeking to be open to the life of the city, and goodness knows that can be untidy sometimes. So St. John's is a good place to learn what it is to live with the untidy entanglements of faith in the contemporary world, seeking to live beyond the polarisation, open to the messy realities of a troubled and divided world. We dare not try and create a pure church now, because who knows what beautiful plants we may pull up in the process. In this way, Jesus' parable, I think, points to a deeper reality of human life, famously articulated by Alexander Solzhenitsyn when he said that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties, but right through every human heart. The parable of the wheat and the weeds, then, speaks not just of the life of the church, but of the complex realities of human life more broadly, in which we are invited to recognise and work with the complex entanglements of good and evil that are part of what it is to live in the world.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Really good to think about those issues of right and wrong, in and out, in all their complexity. And so we come now to our time of intercession. If you've got someone or something on your heart and you'd like us to pray for it, if you'd like to put the issue or the person in the comments on YouTube, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. Of course, it is a public service, so you might like to just think about what you might want to actually say, because it will be public, but we'll pray for these things if you put them in. No need to if you don't want to. But here's a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for one another. Holy God, we give you thanks for this day. We pray for all that is on our heart this day. We ask for your blessing upon each one of us as we gather here. We pray for our community spread across the world. We pray for all the issues that afflict us in both our commonality and in our differences. So we hold before you Myrta in Montevideo in Uruguay. We pray for that country with the issues with which it deals. We pray for Myrta. We pray for Bjorn in Lübeck in northern Germany. For that country of Germany, for the issues which it wrestles with, and for Bjorn and his family and friends. We pray for us here too in Cardiff, for all of us who physically gather in St. John's, for the issues which Wales is dealing with, and for the things which are on our heart today. We think of your world, O God. We pray for all those affected by climate change. We pray for all those who help us to live more gently upon this earth. We pray for the people affected by the wildfires in Spain and in the United Kingdom. We pray for firefighters and emergency workers and emergency services in all of our locations. We continue to pray for the people of Venezuela following their recent earthquakes. We hold before you Susan and Sylvia, Bibi and Marilyn, and little Sophie. We pray for Emily as she is settling in Oxford following a road traffic collision. We pray for Reverend Joe, once of this parish, as he is licensed to his new parish tomorrow. We also hold before you in the quietness of our hearts the things which are on our own mind this day. We ask all these things of you, O Lord. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And just as we close the prayers, Myrta asked us to pray for the Eternal Rest of Bonnie Tyler, of course, a great Welsh artist known throughout the world for some of her power ballads. Bonnie was in a coma for a while, having been taken ill suddenly, and she died last week. And her funeral, I think, is in Swansea this week. We pray also for Gaynor Hopkins, again from Myrta. So thank you all for being with us today in this service. It's been great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of this community. This week we'll be saying evening prayer on every weekday, apart from Thursday at 5 o'clock. Lasts about 15 minutes, takes place on Zoom. If you'd like to join us, let us know. I'll send you the links. We have our usual Friday Eucharist at 12 noon. And next Sunday, we'll do all this again at St. John's at 10 in the morning, at the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and we'll finish the day with Evensong at 6 in St. John's. However you join us, whenever you join us, it's great to have you with us. And here's God's blessing for each and every one of us as we leave this service. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus. Establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, we'll end, as ever, with some photos, and we wish each and every one of you a blessed and gentle week. I could also say Schöne Grüße, in other words, best wishes or kind regards, warm regards. It's great to meet here once a week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Ben Diddiog, Chi.